and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line.
Radio communicates. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
WILO, Frankfort, Indiana.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
When you need to know.
I feel like what Chris is doing is trying to capitalize a little bit more on Frankfort as a destination place that's close to Indianapolis and close to Lafayette. And I think one of the most exciting aspects of that is the Prairie Creek Park venue and just the whole idea of bringing events to downtown Frankfort, getting people out of their house, getting them down to the square, which is lovely.
On the air first when seconds count.
It's somewhat similar, but different. The difference is it's contained. It was in a building. Where RNA was outside. So all this is contained inside the building, which makes it a little rougher, harder to extinguish.
The news team you've come to depend on.
We've been so impressed with the show of support from our whole community. And that's really important. It's been important from the beginning that this be a grassroots effort.
WILO.
The more of it improve buildings, make them look good, then the people will come in.
On the air first from your official weather station, WILO.
There is a difference.
When you invest with us, you are helping the local economy. We keep your money working right here in our area. Our interest is local. Invest here.
Encompass Credit Union, member NCUA, community-minded just like you.
Hi, I'm Michelle with Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where you can surround yourself with the things you love. Antiques, home decor, and much more. We can help turn your house into a home. Walk into a simpler time of candles, home accents, furniture, and more, all in a warm atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, the aroma of home. Half block west of the Frankfort Square on Clinton Street. And remember to always surround yourself with the people and the things you love.
That's right, it's a celebration, and we're inviting you to come be the guest of honor. It's the 30th annual WILO Senior Fair on Wednesday, September 25th at the Community Life Center at the First Church of the Nazarene. It's all free for those of you who are 50 or better, with 50 booths for you to check out throughout the day. We'll have free breakfast and lunch, plus bingo, with your chance to win great prizes, plus free health screenings. We'll throw in some entertainment, too, with the Wildcat Creek String Band. The 30th annual Senior Fair brought to you by Encompass Credit Union, Center Township of Clinton County, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and your home for classic hits, WILO. Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on a Tuesday morning. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman, joining me in the studio again, as we were supposed to have a representative from Healthy Communities, but sometimes, you know, you got things going on, so we
That's
fully
true.
Understand that, and
That's true.
Sometimes you try to get somebody else from the office in, and there's communication issues and stuff, so if somebody shows up, we'll be glad to have them,
right?
But if not, we've got open phones for the next 25 minutes or so. You can give Ken and myself a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. So do you think GM and the United Auto Workers will get this figured out?
Not for a while.
You know what? I was looking at some details yesterday, and I'm pretty much pro-union. I don't know how you feel about that. I'm pretty much pro-union.
I'm a mixed bag.
I am too.
Literally, I shouldn't have said it that way. I know. But I am very mixed on unions because they're very good and they're also very bad at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I think personally they do more good than bad, but I had a positive union thing,
as I said,
in my family. My dad was union all the way.
I think it depends upon what the situation is of whatever company you're at, because every one of them is different.
Right.
And the thing of it is that it all depends on, you know, how, I hate to use the word corrupt, but
you're right.
Unions have got that reputation, and I'm sorry that if that offends people, but it's just kind of the way they're kind of recognized as.
Well, some of the things they're having problems with are wages and health care. And I'm here to tell you, these people make pretty good money.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, they do pretty well with that.
And they've got pretty good health care.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know if the CEO needs to make $22 million a year.
There's no CEO that needs to make $22 million a year. I'm sorry.
But that's one of their problems, too. So I don't know. It seems like they're getting a lot, and they're asking for a little more that, you know. Some of us don't even have health care coverage, and I'm not making $30 an hour.
You know, I'm going to ask this question. You know, doesn't it seem like anymore that the CEOs are making more than the companies are?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which isn't true, but it seems like it.
But I'm saying, why is that perception out there, and then why is that happening?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah.
So there are continuing discussions today. It costs the automaker about $50 million a day when they're on strike. So that they'll feel that pretty quick.
Yeah, they will.
I mean, $50 million a day? Mm-hmm. That's a lot. Nancy, good morning.
Hello, how are you today?
Good.
I would like to give another perspective on the wind farm situation, since I feel that it has been presented with misinformation and on a one-sided view.
Now, real quick, Nancy, are you talking about overall or how we covered it on WILO?
No. The misinformation that was given by several people who are anti-wind people.
Okay,
and I have quite a bit to say, because I'd like to give the perspective from a farmer landowner, and I'd like to give you a little bit of my credentials. Our family has owned and operated farmed land in Clinton County for 79 years, probably over that. My husband and I have been farming, and we also farm in Clinton County and own land in Clinton County, and we have been farming for 43 years. I have three sons who are families are property owners, or they're property owners in Clinton County. I have four grandchildren who attend Clinton Central School. I serve on the Indiana Soybean Alliance as a board of director, and we have served our church and community for many, many years. Our lives have been service and to the community and trying to help our community. What happened on at the meeting, I would like to address the commissioner's votes, first of all.
Sure.
What happened at that meeting was the farmer landowner's constitutional property rights were taken away. We have paid hundreds of thousands of property taxes over the many years. I would just like to give you a little perspective about how much taxes we have paid. In Benton County, where they have the wind farm, which has benefited the community there immensely, I have a friend who lives in that project, and they pay $23 an acre of property taxes. After the referendum, which we were in favor of the referendum to try to keep Clinton Central School open, because we care about that school system and we care about our grandkids. And they raised, of course, the referendum passed, and our property taxes were raised. Now compare this. Benton County's $23 per acre. Ours is $41 to $46 per acre. Nearly double the property taxes. Farmers, as you know, right now are in a struggling economy and have been for several years,
sure,
for the last few years. Number one, we care about our families, but more than that, my husband and I, and we've been accused by, and we try to be respectful to the anti-wind people, but I can say they are not respectful to us. And because we believe in keeping things respectful, and I would accept I would accept a negative outcome if I thought it was the right thing to do. This is not the right thing to do. It was mentioned on your radio station that about the losing economic development opportunity. We are totally in favor of developing at the 2865 corridor. We want that. That's necessary. But on the eastern side of Clinton County, if you'll drive through that area, and it's been scientifically proven that it's one of the best wind areas. My husband and I are progressive thinkers. you know, we're older. We're working for the next generation. We believe in clean energy. If you'll drive through the eastern side of Clinton County, that's never going to be a Walmart coal industrial area. That is a perfect place to have wind energy. And I think there's a lot of fear that people have that, and it's, everything has been scientifically dispelled. I mean, and people put out this information, and even Mr. Robertson had very much false information. And the purpose of that meeting the other night, that community meeting, was to give people the facts, not the misinformation that has been disseminated. And I know that when it boils down to it, and the commissioners not being there, I think, was wrong, because they didn't have to take door prizes. It was a fun event. It was a place, and I learned a lot, even though I've studied wind energy for many, many years, to get the facts, because I wanted to know the facts as well. And you're making this Eon company, and Lael Eason, who is a nice young man who is a very good person, they're making him the villain. And when I went to the commissioners meeting Monday morning, those men's minds were already made up, and you could tell that they were already there with an attitude, and there was no reason for the pro people to speak, because they had already had their minds made up, and they made that young man, and, you know, I have been friends with these, I know Steve, and I respected him, but the way they, if they would have just made the vote and then stopped there, but they attacked that young man who's just trying to do his job, and it is shameful, and the farmers and the landowners are the ones who are really paying all these taxes, and we can't be taxed more. And I'd like to address the study. That study, you're trying to make it look like Eon wanted that study. That's not true. And that study compared with a wind farm opportunity and without. That was commissioned by the county officials. The reason they didn't want to accept it is because they don't want to deal with the people who intimidate. And they intimidate. And my husband served as a commissioner in Tipton County for 8 years. These people intimidate. One of our farmers had their house egged. There have been, and our group, we don't act like that. But they put out this misinformation, and when it boils down to it, they just don't want to look at it. Now, that's not a good enough reason to deny economic development in the eastern side of Clinton County and save our school. I've talked to educators. I know the dire circumstances there. And where nothing, no other development is going to be out there. Just drive through there. It's a perfect place for wind turbines. But most people, when it boils down to it, they don't want to look at them. That's no reason to take away the landowners and farmers' property rights. I think they look majestic. It's in the eye of the beholder.
It is in the eye of the beholder. Let me speak to a couple things, Nancy. You had talked about the commissioners and their minds already being made up. I kind of think there's probably some truth to that, because the moratorium was already in place. You know, they've had this discussion, and they've talked about it the last couple of years. And you were talking about it's the perfect place, and I certainly think that's a matter of opinion. Like I said in the last half of Party Line, the first portion of Party Line, I thought it made a lot of sense when Andy was mentioning about who knows what the next 20 or 30 years holds, especially out there on that corridor, because you're kind of committed at that point for 30 years, and we are around the fastest growing counties in the state, and one of those are in the nation of Hamilton County, one of the fastest growing. So who knows what could be developed up 421.
Okay, here's the argument. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Here's the thing. We are for all forms of economic development. We live in the area you're talking about. We're a quarter of a mile. Our home is a quarter of a mile from the Clinton County line. We're between Hamilton County and Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that growth, you know, I'm over 60 years old, but it will be slow growth. It will be, you are not going to see. Now, I agree, out there at 65 and 28, there's a tremendous opportunity. Even on the 31 corridor, there's tremendous opportunity. Not where we're speaking of. And why are farmers always, and landowners, not just farmers, but landowners, always the ones that everybody wants us to pay the bill, but you don't want us to have any economic development opportunities?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's so much the case in this. I understand where you're coming from exactly, but boy, I've sure seen that in other parts of our nation. You know, it does seem like the farmers get the raw end of the deal. Now, there's something to be said for doing what you want to do with your property, right?
Now, wait a minute. This is what Tony Summers accused me of, wanting my selfish thing. My husband and I have served our communities and our church. We are, see, they're not open-minded. We're the open-minded ones. We want good for everyone. They don't want good for us. And don't I, that argument that, well, you're going to benefit, of course I want to take care of my family. Well, I would be wrong, biblically wrong, if I did not want to take care of my family.
Sure.
But we are in favor of clean. I studied this for many years. We are in favor of clean energy. We are in favor of progress. Think about years ago when they put these electric lines in and these big old substations, electric. People were unsure about those. People who live, in fact, I've had people who are not involved at all in the wind, and they'll tell me they sit on their back porch and love to look out at the landscape of wind turbines. See, and sometimes I think, and I'm being a little critical here, and I try not to do that, but it seems like people get on a bandwagon, and then they don't really think things through. And we want the benefit for everyone. We want the benefit for the school, for the Clinton Central School. We are not selfish people. I can tell you from our years of service, we are not selfish people. And anybody that does that, I get very much offended to say, well, you just want the income from the wind turbine. No, absolutely not. Don't ever accuse me of that.
So what's next for you now, Nancy, that the moratorium remains in place?
Well, first of all, moratoriums are a bad deal anytime. You need to deal with the situation. They've already got zoning laws in place. Moratoriums basically are an out for people that they leave them. They don't have to make the tough decisions. And here's the other thing that I'd like to say, just back to this standing up for farmers, because that's my main reason of my call this morning. We are actually having taxation without representation. On that board of commissioners, there's a firefighter, a policeman, who I very much respect and look as to as heroes and servants, and then Steve Woods owns the grocery store. I think we're just getting overlooked on this situation. But back to the moratorium. Moratoriums say basically to people, we're not open for business. Moratoriums, in my opinion, are just the wrong way to conduct county business. You know, deal with the situation and go on. I don't know what Eon will do now. I have no idea what they will do. I have not been in communication with them. But I do know that that company is not a villain, and they have done tremendous things in their projects at Tipton County and Madison County, tremendous community partners. And for them to be made out and for Mr. Easton to be made out as a villain, I just am very offended. And I was so disappointed in the Board of Commissioners, not just because of their stance, but because of their demeanor, because of their attacks. And I was very surprised and disappointed.
Nancy, I've got to take a commercial break. Would you like to stay with us, or?
Oh, I'm pretty much through, unless you have questions for me.
Well, I was just going to say I would echo your sentiment on seeing embarrassing moments on both sides of this time around. So I would say that works both ways.
Don't forget the agriculture community that contributes greatly to Clinton County and our community, and our, and please just do not disregard us.
Well, we won't hear on Wylo. I promise you that, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call today. We'll come back with more Party Line next.
At Nomer Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Nomer is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Don't leave your home in the dark. Add a beautiful sunroom by Welty's. With a Welty sunroom, you'll enjoy nature's beauty. Sunrises and sunsets mean more each day. Even the birds, squirrels, snowfall, or rain showers take on new beauty in the comfort of your home. Welty Custom Exteriors will help design your sunroom and build it for you. Improve the value of your home and add to the quality of your life with a beautiful sunroom from Welty's. Building all over North Central Indiana. Call 1-800-466-7231. That's 1-800-466-7231.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a Tuesday morning. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. About 6 minutes left in the program. I'm Kevin Keith with Wylo News Director Ken Hartman. If there's something on your mind, you can give us a call, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. So, we had USB last night, Ken. Much happening there?
Lots of discussion about lots of different things. They went ahead and did their part as far as the agreement with the wastewater and sewer stuff out to 65. That was a part of their local agreement they had to take care of last night. They did that. Mm-hmm. That's how the commissioners opened their meeting yesterday with. They had to take care of that part. They did it with the Clinton County Building Corporation. So that was done yesterday and last night.
Nice.
Just general discussions about, pensions and, those kinds of things and, and budgets and,
What's next for that 28 West corridor?
They got to get all their agreements and get everything, all their ducks in a row, make sure all their I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and just get everything ready to go.
It seems like there's probably some things already in the hopper that people can't talk about, and that is so exciting.
Yeah, there are a lot of, from what I'm understanding, there's several things. There's more than just a couple things. There's several things that's in there. I've heard various things, and I'm going to keep that under wraps for the time being, but it should be good. But I've always wondered. One thing I really wish that they would take care of sooner than later out there is that gas station that sits out there empty.
Yeah, yeah.
Please do something with that, y'all.
Yeah, it's already there, and it's probably zoned for something, business. I mean,
I know they're going to have to move that road a little bit, or move that stop sign so there's a direct crossing between that and the gas across the way.
Right.
Right now it is not straight across. That's the only way they can do that. So
right,
that's going to have to be moved a little bit. So that still has to be done out there, but. Getting all the stuff ready and just getting everything ready. Just get all your ducks in a row and get everything ready to go on out there.
I can't wait. I'm so excited about that.
I want to, it might be kind of fun to sit out there and watch them bore under the interstate.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to go through that and go on the other side.
I know. I want to have Wylo TV out there.
That could be fun.
That'll be fun.
That could be fun.
Okay, so what did you think about Vice President Mike Pence saying that he was bitten by Triple Crown winner American Pharoah during a visit to Kentucky in March of 2018?
Want me to tell you exactly what I said on the show this morning?
Sure.
I said, that horse has to be a Democrat.
Maybe.
I look at it this way. Why, if that's such a thing, why is that even a story?
I kind of agree with it, but because, that is so strange. We can't make this stuff up.
Because this is over, that's a year and a half old now.
Right. Well, Pence was at a policy retreat for House Republicans in Baltimore Friday when he claimed the horse bit him on the arm hard enough he nearly collapsed.
That wouldn't take too much for him.
The farm manager says such behavior isn't typical and that he didn't know of a serious biting incident with the vice president. So, see, the farm manager didn't even know about it. This is just weird.
I know. That's why I said,
really
why is this story even out there?
Right.
I mean, I was like, why?
Why is it a year and a half later we're hearing about it? Right?
Which is like, okay.
And what was Vice President Pence doing to the horse to get him to bite his arm? Was he trying to feed him a carrot or something?
I'm not going to go there.
Please don't.
I won't.
Please don't. Thank you. What about a tasty world record that's been set at a food festival in Japan?
I saw that. That was kind of fun.
Man, this made me hungry this morning.
Yeah, I think there's one of the things I saw is 3,735 pounds, I think.
Yes. It was in Japan. Vendors at the festival over the weekend in Nakatsu came together to dish up the world's largest serving of fried chicken. As Ken said, the amount of chicken they cooked up topped 3,600 pounds. That beat the previous record by 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. 18 restaurants took part in the feat. So 3,600 pounds of fried, that's a lot.
That's a lot of wings and a lot of legs.
Yeah, that'd get you and I through at least noon, right?
Yeah, well, maybe even get me past breakfast here.
What about, What about Maryland man cashing in a big lottery win for the third time?
Oh, it makes me sick.
These people make me sick. Right?
You know, win it more than once.
I know.
Of course, I have no excuse. I don't play it. So.
I'm the kind of same way. 67-year-old claimed a $50,000 prize recently off a $5 scratch-off. That would be lucky enough for anyone, but the man says this is the third time he's won big. In 2009, he won $30,000, and before that, he won another $50,000 prize. The man plans to put the hefty paycheck right into his savings account. I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I would.
I think that's...
And then I'll even pay the taxes first, then I'll still put it in there.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, you think about something like that and the taxes and what comes along. That's...
Well, but I look at it this way.
Kind of makes you mad.
Yeah, it does make you mad, but then again, it's still money. That's more than what you had 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to kind of look at that.
True that's. Okay, I thought we'd just end with this real quick.
Right.
Since it is Constitution Week, mm-hmm. It was this day in 1787 that the Constitution of the U.S. was signed at the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, 1787. So. Mm-hmm. And also, just 20 short years later, in our young history of our country, in 1796, at the end of his second term in office, President George Washington
said farewell.
Yes, he gave his farewell address to Congress. So, mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Wow, a lot of things going on.
Yeah, there was
on this day.
There was a lot of things on this date. Yeah.
Too much to get into, but. All right. Well, Ken, thanks as always.
No
it's
problems.
Always fun.
Okay.
All Thank right. you for joining us, too, and thanks to our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Hardesty Landscaping and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Back with more Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.